Welcome to the FaithBridge 2026 Lent Podcast. I'm Michael Rafferty, and we are in week two of Lent and the Walking with Jesus sermon series. We are so grateful to partner with the Houston Church Planters Network in the Light Up the City initiative by prayer walking across our city throughout this season. We are still just at the beginning of our collective goal of 100,000 miles prayer walked in the greater Houston area. It's still not too late to sign up to do the prayer walks and download the Holy Here app. Simply go to faithbridge.org/lent to get the links so we can all track our prayer walks together. If you're looking for last week's sermon, you can find it just one episode back. We're so grateful you've chosen to join us today in a time of guided prayer, whether you're walking right now or preparing your heart for prayer. Today, Anna Cowper-Smith is going to start us off by sharing a devotional on cultivating an authentic relationship with Jesus. What it means not to just walk for Him, but to truly walk with Him. This will prepare our hearts for our walk, W-A-L-K, prayer framework. We'll worship, ask, listen, and know, echoing Psalm 46:10, which calls us to be still and know that He is God. Anna, would you start us off?
I'd be happy to. In Matthew 12:1-8, we see the disciples plucking heads of grain to eat on a Sabbath, a day where Jewish law did not allow work, including the harvest of grain. So the disciples get in trouble with the religious authorities, the Pharisees, who then question Jesus. At one point in His response, Jesus quotes Hosea 6:6, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I desire the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." That word mercy can also be translated as loving kindness or steadfast love. And the knowledge of God is more than knowing about God. It's referring to a personal relationship. I grew up as a missionary kid. My parents felt called to the mission field in Latin America when I was an infant, and then to Asia when I was 7 years old. The way I experienced Christianity growing up had a lot to do with sacrifice. My parents gave up a lot of earthly comfort in order to serve God, and that meant that I had to give up a lot too, as they followed their calling. In my teens, I began to question whether it was all really worth it. I'd witnessed God do miraculous things. I'd seen Him provide for us when we thought we weren't going to make ends meet. I'd seen Him protect us during earthquakes and bombings and droughts and violent political takeovers. But there was something missing. I was unsure of God's love. Now, you might think, how could you be unsure when you'd seen Him do so much for you? Well, the thing is that you can have someone do a bunch of things for you, but if you don't really have a relationship with that someone, it's hard to know whether they actually love you. Love is given and received in relationship, and love alone has the power to transform us. In his book, Surrender to Love, David Benner writes that the Christian God woos us with love and works our transformation through love. So, I had to go on a journey with God. I needed a real relationship with Him. I'd prayed to receive Christ when I was a little girl, but as a 17-year-old, I had to choose to really step into relationship with Him and walk with Him. I began to sense that God was pursuing me, and I began to respond. I started reading His word and talking to Him. I started taking a risk and waiting to hear from Him, sitting in the quiet and allowing Him to bring Bible verses to mind. And He did. He began to speak to me. My walk with Jesus went from being a series of rituals and sacrifices to being a real relationship. Now in my 30s, I'm still learning to walk with Jesus and to allow Him to transform me. See, it's so easy to become pharisaical. We want rules because they seem easier than relationship. But the truth is that rules will never really satisfy the hunger in our souls. I find it so interesting that in Matthew 12:1, we're told that the disciples were hungry. They were hungry. They were in need. Following man-made rules wasn't going to feed them. But I suspect that they knew Jesus would. They'd been walking with him for several months. They had a relationship with him. They knew that he cared about them and wanted to meet their needs. They knew that he loved them. I've walked with Jesus for what feels like a long time now, but I'm still learning to walk with him instead of for him. I am learning that he desires loving kindness, steadfast love, not sacrifice. He desires relationship rather than burnt offerings. And what's so great is that as I've grounded myself in the truth of his love, giving up my old ways, sinful habits, and even earthly pleasures no longer feels like a sacrifice, because my relationship with him satisfies the hunger in me that a set of rules and a life of sin could never satisfy. I wonder where you are in your walk. Are you walking for him, striving and trying to earn his love? Or are you walking with him in relationship and true friendship with the God who loves you? My hope is that throughout this Lenten season, you will move from rules and rituals to authentic relationship, where you will see God satisfy you with his love. I'd like to finish off by praying Psalm 90:14 over us. Lord, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Anna, for sharing that. That's so good. And, you know, I was really convicted when you said that it's so easy for us to become Pharisaical, that we'd rather have rules than relationship because it just seems easier to have rules. And, you know, I think that's really the whole point of this Walking with Jesus series, is to move us from rules into relationship. That's the whole point of this podcast, not to give us one more thing to check off a list, but to really make space for us to deepen our relationship with Jesus, to spend time with him, to spend time in prayer with him. So thank you so much for sharing that.
For sure. It's an honor to get to share what the Lord has been teaching me. You know, Raph, there's a new arrangement of an old hymn that we've been singing. We sang it last week, and I'd love to sing it again now as we take our first step in the walk journey today. To everyone listening, we invite you to sing along with us, or simply let the truth of these words wash over you.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. and I found in him. There's nobody like him. What a friend I found in him. What a friend I found in him. There's nobody like him.
Amen. There's no one like you, Jesus. I thank you that you're our friend, and we love you. I love that hymn. I love that verse where we say, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So that's what we're gonna do right now. We're gonna go into the ask portion of our prayer. We'll be praying for three areas: personal renewal, our communities, and our city. First, let's pray for personal renewal. Ask God to deliver you from any conscious or unconscious insecurities and shame that hinder you from approaching Jesus authentically and honestly. Take a moment to pray for that. Now let's pray for our community. Ask God to deliver your community from any religious striving and replace it with authentic, self-giving communal worship. Finally, let's pray for our city. Ask God to deliver the city from all hard-heartedness and that the light of the world may be revealed to all in the city.
Amen. Now we enter a time of listening. Prayer is a dialogue, and we want to make space for God to speak. Ask Him now to speak to your heart through scripture, a prompting, or a burden for someone in your life. Let's pray together. Father, we come into stillness before you, just as Jesus did. Your word says that your sheep hear your voice. You are the good shepherd. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us in this quiet moment. We love you, and we thank you for speaking to us. To conclude our time of listening, we'll now pray an ancient prayer, one that believers have prayed for generations. Lent reminds us that we're part of a long heritage of Christians who walked with Jesus before us. This is a general prayer of confession, and we know that we can confess before our God because of His great love. Would you pray this with me? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. we are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
And finally, we come to know, to be still, and remember that God truly is God. We'll close by reading this scripture together from Matthew 12, where Jesus said, "I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what it means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." Amen. You are the Lord of the Sabbath, and we choose to rest in your love for us. Thank you for joining us on this walk journey today. Our next Lent podcast episode will release next Wednesday morning. In the meantime, we look forward to worshiping with you this Sunday, and we encourage you to continue prayer walking as we light up the city this season. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you as you go about your day. Thank you for listening.